usually, I don't know, you get your daily Bible reading. And I was like, I don't know, Lord. And I had some ideas. I got this sermon I'm working on that I want to preach, but it's not ready, so I wasn't going to do that one. And so anyway, through my daily Bible reading, I was like, well, maybe I'll run into something that that I can do or you know, that will give me something. So I'm in Psalms. And the Psalms are, I like reading Psalms because they're easy to read, right? I mean, it's, Psalms is great reading. When I get, you know, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, it's rough. Some rough reading. And, you know, and there's some other places in the Bible that can be slow. I don't want to say rough reading. And you, I know the Lord can give you something out of anything that you read in the Bible, but there's certain areas that are not as much fun, let's say it that way, to read as others. So anyway, I was like, well, I'm just going to have to, you know, see what happens. So I'm reading through Psalms, and he gives me, you know, I kind of get something, and I'm like, that's pretty good, and I'll show you where I started with. Let's start with a word of prayer, and then we'll see where this thing goes. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, your guidance, your direction. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to be here to worship you. Lord, just start out by saying we love you and just can't thank you enough for what you do for us, Lord. And God, I pray you bless Brian and his mom, and I pray that you would touch her and heal her and get her back on her feet quickly, Lord, and give Brian a blessing up there with them, help him to be a blessing to them, and Lord, bring him back safely to us, Lord. We love you and thank you for all you've done for us, and Lord, I pray you give us something this evening out of your word, and all these things give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So I'm reading through, so turn your Bible to Psalm 68. And what I'm going to do tonight is it's not real deep. Probably most of you guys have looked at this stuff or heard of this stuff before. So if you came on a Wednesday night expecting some deep theological information, you're going to go home disappointed. Sorry. But anyway, you know, midweek services, you know, it can be, you know, you come, I don't know, you work all day and you come in, and sometimes you're half asleep, you're not paying attention, and, you know, but, and then sometimes, man, you come on Wednesday night and you really get something, you know, just you know, it differs. So, but in Psalm 68, verse 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. And I read that, and I've read it before, and I'm sure you guys have all run it before, and I read that, and I was like, that's a pretty cool verse. It doesn't say, you know, blessed be the Lord who gives us benefits or hands us benefits. It says, daily loadeth us with benefits. So that's a pretty cool verse. He doesn't just, he doesn't give them to us. He loads them on. I mean, you know, loading, when you're like, you know, loading something, it's like, well, that's stacking it on there, you know? I mean, that's a pretty cool verse. And it said it daily. He daily loaded us with benefits. So he just, it's just not, you know, occasionally we'll give you something. We're going to hand you something. God's going to put something over to you or give you something. He said it's daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of salvation. Oh, that's a pretty cool verse. Enjoy, you know, that's pretty neat. So then I keep on reading through Psalms, and I get to Psalms 103. So turn over to Psalms 103. So that verse, you know, it just, like I said, it was just, it's to me, it's just written unusual. Daily loadeth with benefits. It's like, that's pretty cool. So I get over to Psalms 103. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It's like, hey, I just read a couple days ago about the Lord daily loadeth us with benefits. And then I get down to chapter 103 here, and it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. I was like, hey, there we are again. And then then I read the rest of this chapter, and he begins to explain those benefits. And you know, you read in your Bible, you're just kind of like, get to the next chapter, get to the next chapter. I got to get to work. I got to get this done. The phone's ringing. The text messages are going on. What, I don't know what your mornings are like. Those are my mornings. And, you know, and I read that, and I read through. So I start reading through chapter 103. Now, and it start looking at that, and you're like, man, that's a pretty good deal. Now, there's a couple things about this information we're looking at, or this chapter, or this verse. So, when you go to look at a job, you're going to go apply for a job. What are one of the things that you want to know? Well, how much does it pay, and what are the benefits? Right? I mean, what do I get out of the deal? What's the benefits? You know, if you have, if you're friends with somebody, you know, you're friends with that person because there's benefits to being friends with that person. Now, I don't mean financially necessarily, but I mean, they benefit you as in communication. You talk to them on a daily basis, or they benefit you as in they're a fun person to be around. You may be friends with them because you have the same interest. It's beneficial to you to be a person with it, be a friends with this person. Otherwise, why are you friends with them, right? I mean, it makes no sense. I mean, there's got to be some benefit to you, and there's got to be some benefits to them for the friendship. Well, number one, God offers benefits. I didn't know that. I have a benefit package, you know? Well, of course, just like that same thing of being that friend or getting that job or whatever other list you want to add to it, you don't get the benefits without taking the job or being friends with that person. So everything that we're getting ready to look here only applies to you if you're a Christian. Now, does the unsaved world, the unsaved man or woman out there living a world, benefit from God? Well, absolutely. They breathe the same oxygen you and I breathe. They get up and go to work the same. You know, if it rains on the just and the unjust, the sun shines on the unjust, the sun shines on the just. There's the world gets some benefits from God just like we do. But when you get saved, gets a few extra benefits. Now, number one, what's the number one benefit we get from being saved? Well, hallelujah, we're going to avoid an eternity in hell. There's a good start. I mean, you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you get saved, and you immediately find out, which, I mean, in general, most people get saved, you know, you're getting saved probably because you've been told about heaven and you've been told about hell, right? So you're already gaining some benefits. Hey, I'm going to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'm going to get saved. And I'm going to avoid an eternal lake of fire. That's a pretty good benefit. So if we just closed now and went home, we're doing pretty good. I mean, no other benefits. That's it. We're going to heaven when we die. We're avoiding an eternity in hell. And God says, that's all I've got to offer. Still a pretty good deal. I mean, it's better than any deal anybody else is offering, right? I mean, okay, close the book. We're done. We'll go home. But God, see, He didn't do that. Because God knows, well, He created us. We're human. And God seeks and wants a relationship with us. God seeks a friendship with us as humans. God didn't create humans because He was just bored one day. Right? I mean, God's like, what are we do this week? Let's create some people. Be fun. Didn't work that way. God created us for one purpose. Was to worship Him, to glorify Him. But He did it in a very unique way because He created something to worship Him, but then He gave that creation a free will to decide if it wanted to worship Him. Why? Because God doesn't force people to worship Him. The same as God doesn't force Himself into your lives. If you're here and you're not saved, God will not force Himself into your life. Plain and simple. It's not going to happen. Now, I know we're on a Wednesday night crowd. Probably most everybody's here saved, but I don't know. But God doesn't go around and insert himself in your life. Just like those, you know, a friend. You don't become a friend with somebody because they show up at your door, knock on the door, say, hey, I want to be friends with you. Okay, well, come on in. Great, I'm looking for a friend. It doesn't work that way. God is created us. He created humans. He created man. And then he created a free will because the desire was, I want them to worship me because they want to worship me. Not because, God created angels to worship him. Right? And even then, we had some problems. Right? I mean, some of the angels fell. But think about it. God could create anything or any being or any type of being he wanted. Right? There's beings around the throne in Scripture that talks about that those beings around the throne just sit there and say, what is it? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Over. That's all they do. He's got that. No problem. He could probably create a million of them. I don't know. Create as many as one. Endless. But he gave us the ability of a free will, and then he sent his son to die on a cross, and then he says, hey, I'm going to give you a way to avoid eternity in hell. I'm going to give you a way to accept my Savior as your payment for your sin so you can avoid hell, and then I'm going to give you some benefits to go with it. That's a pretty good deal. That's a package. That's a good benefit package. So as a Christian, we say, we accept the Lord Jesus Christ. So I read that verse and I look at it and said, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And then he starts listing them. He says, verse 3, who forgiveth all thy iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. There's some good benefits. We just got into the package. We just read the first page of the benefit package. The first page of the benefit package as a Christian says, I forgive all thine iniquities. I sent my son to die on the cross. I saved you from an eternity in hell. And then I'm going to give you a way to get forgiveness of your sins. There's a benefit. Because, well, remember, he created us with a free will, right? And along with the free will comes the ability to sin, just like Adam. So what does that do? That kind of, as humans, as men, as women, as humans on this earth, we know we're going to sin because we have a free will. God could have created man without a free will and there would have been no sin. Right? Would have been an easy. Boop. Problem solved. But without free will, there's no worship. Without free will, it doesn't work. Who forgiveth all our iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases. Boy, that's, I don't know about you, but you know, the last year, that's a pretty part benefit. Yeah, that's a good benefit to have. You know, this benefit package, it comes with no hell and heaven, and it comes with forgiveness of sins, and it comes with a medical package. It comes with a guy that can heal all your diseases. You know, every single morning when I get up to pray, I ask God to put a hedge of protection around me and my family from COVID. You say, well, that's... Hey, heals of small diseases. My benefit package, I don't know about yours, but my benefit package comes with a medical package that says he can heal from all diseases, which means he can put a protection around me and my family and protect me from COVID. He says all diseases. It doesn't say all diseases except for that pandemic that's coming in 2020 that we can't heal. It says all diseases. Now, does that mean we're going to go through life and we're not going to get sick? I have insulin. I'm an insulin-dependent diabetic. I'm type 1 diabetic. Okay? It's a disease. I've had it since I was 18 years old and I'm 36 now. So, everybody laugh. This year I turned 48 years old. I've had it for, 30 years? 30 years. It's a disease. When I first turned diabetic, my dad always believed and always made comments that he thought God was going to heal me. But he didn't. But he can. It says who healeth all thy diseases. But he didn't. Now, I can't tell you why. I have no reason. I have no idea why. And you and I both know people that go through life that deal with all kinds of medical problems and struggles in their life. But you know what I found out about my personal, I can only give you my personal experience. Diabetes made a change in my life because I think probably I'm a little stubborn, I'm a little bullheaded, I'm a just a little tiny bit. And I think God needed to make sure he slowed me down and put me in a direction he wanted me to go. Now, I'm just telling you what my opinion is. I have no idea. I don't know, you know. But God had a reason. He gave it to me. I have to deal with it. I have to live with it. But I'm alive. I'm living. But he hadn't healed it. But it says he can. And I believe that. Look, if I got up tomorrow morning and God said, you know what, I'm going to heal Craig of type 1 diabetes, just like my dad believed, I think he could have done it. He could do it tomorrow. He could do it when I'm 50, 60, whatever. He heals all diseases. It's a good, pretty good benefit package here. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Verse 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. That's a pretty good benefit package. It's getting better. Who redeemed thy life from destruction. That's a pretty good benefit package, you know. Protection. He protects me. He's with me every day. You know, the other thing I pray every morning when I get up and leave? Heads of protection around me as I travel, and head of protection around them as they travel, and heads of protection around when they're at school. You know why? Because how often on the news do we hear some person, child, or otherwise, going into a school with a gun? Just happened the other day. It's on the news. I mean, it was probably, what, early this week or last week? It's become a reality. But see, my benefit package, it comes with protection. Mine does. The one that I got when I got saved. Comes with redeemeth a life from destruction. Put a hedge of protection around me as I travel today. Put a hedge of protection around me as my family travels today, as they go to school. And you say, well, you just, every morning, you say, you think God forgot about yesterday morning? No, but I just want to make sure he didn't. You know? And if he gets tired of hearing from me, then I guess he'll let me know. I don't know. But the point is, it's part of my benefit package. I'm going to take advantage of my benefits. I mean, if you got a job and you got benefits and you got retirement and you got health insurance and you got a provided vehicle and free cell phone service, you'd probably take advantage of all the benefits, right? I don't want retirement. I'll be fine. No, I'm gonna take advantage of my benefits. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Boy, I'm glad I have a God that's merciful. It's merciful. We'll see more of that here in a minute. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like eagles. My benefit package comes with a meal plan. Didn't know that when you got saved, did you? It says, who satisfy thy mouth with good things. Chocolate pie is good things. Amen. Chocolate cake is good things. Scrapple is good things. We found that out a couple weeks ago. No. He says, you crazy. Who satisfy thy mouth with good things. Our blessings, the rest of the world, I understand. The rest of the world eats along with the rest of us. But you know what? God provides. You know, God takes care of me. God takes care of my family. God's going to take care of the benefit package. You know, there's nothing wrong with thanking the Lord, and we do it every time. Of course, we get to sit down and have dinner or lunch or whatever. We say a little blessing and thank God for our food and the hands that prepared it. Part of the benefit package. So so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So we get to eat so that we're revitalized and we can get up the next morning and go to work and go do what we need to do. It's all part of the benefit package. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Part of the benefit package. Now, we could probably look at that verse, and I understand that that isn't absolutely talking about right here and now. We know that His judgment in the end, I mean, the oppressed are going to, you know, God's going to execute righteousness and judgment for all. But it's part of the benefit package. It's part of the benefit package. He made known His ways unto Moses and acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful. This is a really great verse. The Lord is merciful and gracious, and slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Now that is a nice benefit package. Because you know what? As a boss, I'm not always merciful and gracious and slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. As a husband, as a father, I'm not always merciful and gracious and slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. As a human, I'm not always those things. But God is, and it comes with my benefit package. I got a God who's supplying my every need, supplying me with protection, taking care of my health, putting food in my mouth, taking me to heaven, forgiving all my iniquities, and then He's going to be merciful to me, and He's going to be gracious to me, and when I do something wrong, because He knows I am, because He gave me a free will, He knows that I'm going to make mistakes and I'm going to sin, and He's going to be slow to anger on top of that. And then plentiness. He's not just merciful. Plentiness in mercy. It goes back to that daily loadeth benefits. He's plentiness. He's full of mercy. And I don't know about you, but I live my life as a Christian, and I mean, we test that mercy. I mean, we do. I mean, come on. We live our lives, and man, I don't know about you, but there's every day I'm making mistakes about something. And God just says, it's all right. It's all right. I'm going to forgive you. You ask me for forgiveness. I offer my forgiveness for your iniquities. I'm going to be merciful to you. I'm going to be slow to anger. That's part of your benefit package as a Christian. You know that if you're not saved and you haven't accepted the Lord as your Savior, God has no reason at all other than that He wants to be merciful, gracious, slow to anger, or plenteous in mercy to you. See, I got a contract. I got a benefit package. When I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I got the benefit package. This is what it came with. If you're not saved, you don't get the benefit package. You don't get these things. None of this belongs to you. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. A little warning. Hey, don't push your luck. I'm merciful, I'm slow to anger, but just like mom and dad, we can push and push and push and push, and then we find out right where the edge is. And poof, the older we get, the better we're at, and you know, as kids, the better you're at finding out where that edge is. When you're little, you kind of just, and boom! And now as you start getting to be a teenager, you can push and and you know, right when the stop, you know. But He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not, now, benefit package. If you're saved and you're going to heaven, benefit package. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Thank God. Hallelujah. Because you know what? I deserve hell. Come on. I deserve hell. I have a wicked heart. This flesh hates God. It doesn't want to serve God. Doesn't want to be at church. All this flesh wants is it to be happy. And whatever it wants to make it happy, that's all it cares about. Whether it's food or whatever it is, just gimme, 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 gimme. That's our daily fight as Christians, isn't it? I mean, all the time, every single day. If you could get up in the morning and leave your flesh in bed, you'd have a good Christian day. It's just real hard to do. It doesn't work. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us for our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Benefits. Okay, so I get saved, and when I sin, and then I ask forgiveness of those sins from God, he makes them go away. You know, where is it in Scripture that says that they're behind his back? I can't remember that Scripture. Somebody, but I can't see what's behind my back. God says, your benefit package includes forgiveness of sins, and then your benefit package includes not only forgiveness of sins that I can't remember. So how can God forget something? No idea. I know you one thing. I know what my sins are, but if you guys know any of them, you ain't forgotten none of them, have you? No. Nobody, yeah, it don't work that way. But God does. Part of the benefit package. He says, as far as the east, what does it say? As far as the east is from the west, so far as the Bermuda Triangle. How far is the east from the west? It never touches. It's endless. Scripture says he puts them behind his back. He can't see them anymore. God can turn around and look for them, and he never can find them. Pretty good benefit. I mean, I don't know about y'all. There's nothing on this earth that has this kind of benefit package. It's the best benefit package in the world. I mean, where else are you going to find a benefit package like this? Like a father pitieth his children, as the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust. So the benefit package is for us as Christians. And then God remembers what we are because he created us. He remembers we're just dust. We're just dirt. He doesn't forget that about us. He doesn't offer us all those benefits. He doesn't offer us salvation. And then his expectations are so high that we can't live up to them, or we can't accept them, or we can't live life. He goes, I remember what you came from. Just some dirt. I understand. I mean, that's why he sent his son to be born in that manger, so he could experience it. Because God had never experienced it before. He sent his son down here to be born in a manger so he'd experience what it's like being made from dust. Being made from dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so as he flourishes. The wind passes over it and is gone. The place therefore shall know it no more. Part of our benefit package is he remembers that, you know, a day with the Lord is 1,000 years, but it's not with us. A day with us is a day, and we don't have that many of them. 60, 70, if we're really, really blessed, 90 to 100 years. And God said it's gone. Gone away. He said, I remember that. I remember what it's like to be a human and living on that earth. And remember that your life, to you, it seems like it's forever. But from God's perspective, it's just a moment in time. He said, I'm going to remember that. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to provide you all these benefits and keep all of that in mind while I'm taking care of you and providing for you and giving you these benefits. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. You know, twice it says to them that fear him. You know, being a Christian doesn't mean I live my entire life cowering in a corner because I'm afraid of God. But it does give me respect and fear for the creator of the universe, the most powerful force in the world, in the universe. A God who just spoke everything that we see, we know, everything that a scientist has ever discovered, everything we think we know, everything that we don't even know, and we're never going to know. He just spoke some words and was there. I don't know about you, but I think I'd keep a little bit of respect for that kind of power. There'd be a little fear in you. A little bit of fear. No, I understand you don't live your life cowering as a Christian. That's not how we live our lives. Because I got a God that's merciful and gracious and slow to anger. I had plenty of mercy, but He's still got power. He's still got power. He's got power like you have never seen. And it says for them that fear Him. You know, it's a lot of scriptures in the Bible people quote, just like over there in Romans 8:20, think all things work together for good. That's not what it says, does it? It says all things work together for the good to them that trust God, according to His will. There's some stipulations to go along with that. Same as with these benefits. Listen, if you want these benefits in your life, you have to be a Christian. If you're not, you're going to get a few mercies. You're going to get some benefits from God just because we're here. And really, honestly, His benefit package is so big, it kind of just flows over on everybody else. Right? I mean, it really does. I mean, He created the entire earth and human race to worship Him, to glorify Him. He gave us a free will. And then we come along, we accept the payment that He offered through His Son, and we're living our lives as Christians. We're actually living the life for what we're really here for. You ever run into somebody who goes, what are we here for? What are we doing here? If you're a Christian, you're doing exactly what you were put here to do. If you're not a Christian, you're not even accomplishing anything in your life. As far as God's concerned, you're not even here for the right reason. If you want to know what you're here for, what are you living your life for, get saved. Get a benefit package. Get all these great benefits. I mean, if we just got half these benefits, we're doing all right. We already discussed we got one of the benefits. We do all right. But God, in His wisdom, in His knowledge, in His mercy and grace, says, oh, no, no, no. I'm going to send my Son down there. He's going to go to the cross. He's going to pay for your sins. I'm going to give you a way back to heaven. I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost. And then I'm going to throw in all this benefit package with it. And then I'm going to be there with you through the whole thing. From the start to finish, I'm never going to leave you, never desert you. And then, I don't know about you, but man, I get in my Christian life sometimes where I kind of start getting, woe is me. You ever been there? No, you've not. I've never been there. I know. I understand. You know, begin to get kind of like Saul, you know. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Yeah. We've all been there. I've been there. You know, it doesn't take much to get us there sometimes. And then, you know what, as a Christian, I don't know about you, but it doesn't take very long, usually, before the God comes along and goes, really? You're having a hard day, are you? Gee, and what did I do for you again? What are some of those benefits? I don't know, that's how God talks to me, I'm sorry. But, yeah. You start reading through your Bible and you get in there in Psalms and you start reading all that stuff and you go, oh, I guess I'm not having a bad day after all. Or it's not as bad as I thought it was. Yeah, nothing's going my way. But you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I still got my benefit package. And then the next day I'm going to wake up and I still got my benefit package. And it doesn't expire and I don't have to pay for it and nobody can take it away. Can't say that about a single thing in your life. Otherwise, right? I mean, you get the best job in the world. It all, that benefit package expires, company goes under, you do a good job, you do a bad job, you go on and on and on and on. There's no guarantees. My benefit package comes with a 100% lifetime guarantee. It has a 100% lifetime warranty. It will never fail. It will never expire. My medical plan is the best there is. And man, I read that and God goes, how you doing today?
Yeah, but you know, can't get nobody to come to work.
Yeah, but how's your benefit package? Yeah, I know. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good benefit package. I read that, and I don't know, my mind works in weird ways, and that's how my mind put it together. And, you know, one more verse. Psalms chapter 116, verse 12. The last question to go along with your benefit package. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? Uh-oh. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits to me? What am I going to do? What am I doing as a Christian for God? He gave me all this. He gave me this benefit package. Best in the world. I'm going to heaven. Couldn't go to hell if I tried. I could jump off into hell tomorrow and I'd just bounce off. Right? And God says, so what are you doing for your bet? What are you doing? What are you going to render unto me for all his benefits towards me? What am I doing for God? That's not God. That's the writer. That's David. So what am I doing for God? What are we doing for God? I mean, you got a great benefit package. We have no excuses. We still got to get up and go to work. We still got to raise our families. We still got to do all the things we got to do in life. I understand that. But are you serving God in your Christian life in any way, shape, or form? Are you putting any effort? And this is something I teach to the teens, and I talk about it all the time. Are you putting any effort into your relationship with God? I catch myself sometimes not putting any effort into my relationship with God because I get so busy in life and things going on around me. Hey, it doesn't take much. You know, I got a sermon I'm working on that says that I've got all kinds of titles. My dad was famous for titles. I love making titles. They're fun. And then you just kind of got to get something to go with it. One of my titles of my message is, don't live a magic 8-ball Christian life. How many Christians do you know live a magic 8-ball Christian life? Don't live that. Hopefully one of these days I'll get that message together and preach it. But you know what? As Christians, sometimes we live our life that we just go on about our lives. We live our lives. We're going through our lives. We're just going, and then all of a sudden we need God, and we grab that magic 8-ball, and we shake it and go, oh God, help me. Help me. I need an answer right now. Call back tomorrow. But God. That's the kind of Christian life that most Christians live. Let's be real honest about it. Real, real honest about it. You know when they show up in church? When something's going on, some problems are going on, family problems, financial problems, health problems, kid problems, work problems. And they come in and they sit down and they go, God, I'm here. Fix it. Have a relationship with God as a Christian. I put this stuff together and I preach it to myself because this is what God says to me. This is what he tells me. And, you know, there's two types of Christians that I have been in church my entire life. 40 honest 8 years almost. In December, it would be 48 years. And I've seen two types of Christians in my life. Ones that come to church for God to fix their problems, and ones that come to church so God help them avoid some problems. It's really the kind of Christians there are. That, if you really boil it down, come on, let's be honest. Real honest. Because you know what? My benefit package includes a package that helps me avoid problems in my life. But I don't avoid the problems in my life as Christian unless I take advantage of the benefit package. And I can't take advantage of the benefit package if I have zero relationship with the guy offering me the benefit package. My benefit package at work, if you have one, doesn't work if you don't go to work. Sorry, just not how it works. And if you've been saved long enough, you catch yourself living your life that way too as a Christian. You catch yourself living your life where you got a problem and you need God to fix it. And God's going, well, you got there because you haven't been paying attention. You've just been getting up every morning, going to work, doing what you're going to do, and then you drive in a ditch, and then you're like, oh God, come get me out of the ditch, come pull me up. And God's going, you know, if you just paid attention a little bit, if you just... That's all part of another message. But those are the two types of Christians, and I know that breaks it down into very simplistic. But really, honestly, if you think about it, don't live your life that way. I want to live my life as a Christian where I've got a relationship, I've got a friendship, where God is just, I'm going to have problems. I understand that. Free will. We are humans. But man, how many problems have we gotten ourselves into just because we just were not paying attention? Because we are too focused on us and what we needed and when we wanted it and how we wanted it and when we wanted it. And God's going, no, 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 no. And we're going, yeah. I've done that. I mean, I could go back in my life and point spot after spot after spot. Don't live your life like that as a Christian. Get a relationship. Develop a relationship with God. And that takes effort on your part. It takes effort on your part as a Christian. It takes effort on my part as a Christian. And it takes daily effort because you can't get the daily benefits without putting in the daily effort. Because it doesn't work any other way. He daily gives us those benefits. He specifically put the word daily in there for a reason. He didn't. It's not, here's your benefits. I'm going to go home. Daily put those benefits in there, which means as a Christian, it is a daily relationship. It is a everyday relationship with God that you are going to have to get up in the morning and put time and effort in, just like you do with your kids, just like you do with your wife, just like you do with your husband, just like you do with your family and everything else in your life. If you want your relationship with your husband or wife to be successful, you're going to get up and put some effort into it, because if you don't, well, we all know how that ends. It's not going to work. And I don't know about you, but we can all tell when we haven't put any effort in our relationship at home, can't we? We remind each other, or something happens that reminds us. And, you know, and God's no different. God desires, God wants that relationship. And it's that relationship that He wants through free will. That's how important, I mean, it's that it requires us. It'd be so much easier if Christianity was, in some ways, it would be easier if Christianity didn't involve free will. It really would. Wouldn't it be nice if God, you know, like a Calvinist believed, God just went, yes, yes, no, yes, 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 no, 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 yes, yes. But it doesn't work that way. Because you know why? Why create us? No reason. He just create more beings that get around the throne and just say, glory, 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 glory. He already got those. What's he need those for? He could create another 10 million tomorrow if he wanted to. He's looking for a relationship, a real relationship, with benefits from us. Well, I've gone a little bit long. I apologize. Let's pray, and then we'll have our prayer. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, your guidance, your direction. Lord, I pray that Lord, in my own personal life, in my personal relationship with you, Lord, that I would heed these things and apply them to my life. Lord, you've given us the directions. You've laid out the benefit package right here in the scripture to us. And all we've got to do is take advantage of it, Lord. It's all there for us, for every single human being on this earth. We all can take advantage of the same exact benefits from you. And Lord, I pray that you would guide and direct in our lives. Lord, I pray you bless us, be with us, make us stronger witnesses, make us better witnesses. Lord, God, we have the greatest benefits package in the world, and all we got to do is go tell people about it. Say, hey, look at what I've got. Lord, I pray you be with us, be with Brian, getting back to us safely, and all these things to get on the glory and praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right.